tell us what you think fans can expect from Spider-Man 3.
Fans can expect old school ass kicking.
That's it?
Yeah, no, I love Spider-Man, but I think it's about time. Yeah, got his ass kicked. It's going to happen.
How did you get the role of Venom / Brock?
I had been a huge fan of the comic book in the late 80s. When I was in like fifth grade, I'd collect it. And Todd McFarlane was this great new illustrator who created the role of Venom when I was actually reading the comic book. So I really felt like I had the inside track with him as a character. And when Sam offered me the role, I was A, very excited, but B, worried because I don't really look like Eddie Brock does in the comic books. He's a lot older. And even though I worked out 6 months for the film, I could never be as muscular as he was in the comic book. And then Sam described to me that him and Alvin Sargent had kind of come up with this kind of evil doppelganger or kind of mirror reflection of Peter, which I thought was actually even cooler than the comic book. So it was my nerdness that led me to the fact that it was probably a good thing to do because I was actually very educated on the subject.
Park.
How did it feel seeing yourself transformed into Venom in the film when you finally saw it?
It was amazing. I mean, that was a hard day of shooting because there was nothing. I mean, they had the goo later, so just Sam yelling at me through a bullhorn, you know, like, raise your right hand. Oh my God, now the goo's attacking you. Now scream. Now it's coming up your shoulder. Now it's going over the other shoulder. You know, even some of the camera guys were like laughing at me. I mean, it looked pretty stupid. So to see it in the film with the score, it was just an out-of-body experience and so much fun.
Looking good, Spidey. Love the new outfit.
How did you find it working with Sam and the rest of the cast as well?
Well, Sam's an amazing, amazing director because he's an actor's director. And I think as an actor on this film, or probably any of his films, you forget that there's also a whole other film of special effects because he's so interested in every nuance that you have as an actor. I swear it seemed like any art house film that I'd done. And then when I saw the premiere, I realized, wow, where does he have the time to also do all these special effects? But he's an amazing director. And as for the cast, it was great to... I remember saying to Bryce Howard the first day, like, I was a little nervous being the new kid. And she was kind of, you know, she was a new kid. And they embraced us and were so nice to us. It was just fun the whole time.
I've done terrible things.
I know you'll find a way to put it right.
What do you think the overall message of the film is?
I think that's a really good question. I think there are a lot of themes, but I think the main one, and I think this only came to me really when I finally watched it at the premiere, is that revenge is a very real thing that we all want, but the flip side of revenge, because it's not right, is forgiveness. So I think ultimately it's a movie about learning to forgive and learning how if you don't forgive people, it can kind of consume you.
And finally, if you had to describe the film in three words, what three words would you use?
Is everyone doing this, the three words thing?
Some people have fallen.
Kicking, Spidey's ass.
Hey, Parker.
This could be the end of Spider-Man.
I need your help.
We have to forgive each other, or everything we ever were will mean nothing.